IVM. Women can't drive is a cliche we've all heard before. But have you ever wondered that the racetrack doesn't judge the driver by their gender, and she is living proof. She is an extraordinary woman who made the choice to move beyond cliche to create a life where she felt fully alive. She accelerated her way through the stigmas on gender, ageism, and limited belief systems as she held the steering wheel of her life and her dreams at the age of 43. Balancing motherhood with pit stops on weekends for family, she drives away without any brakes on possibilities. She rallies on the racetrack, speeding her way to create a new victory for herself, beating all stereotypes. Please welcome the guest for our show, an Indian rally driver, motorsports promoter, and social rights supporter, Dr. Bani Yadav. Hello, Dr. Bani. How are you doing?
Thank you so much. I'm good, and it's such a pleasure to be here and to interact with you and to be on this platform and to be able to talk to so many people. Thank you so much.
Lovely. Lovely. The pleasure is all mine. And just to welcome you and the rest of the listeners to this show, this is your host Indo Style, and welcome to Beyond Cliche. This is a show where we bring in people that have actually broken gender stereotypes. And talking about gender stereotypes, the one that is predominant in your face for me, and I've actually picked up a campaign around it, is I'm actually asking a diaper company, the leading diaper company in the world, to change their branding and packaging. I think we need to have more father representation on diaper packaging. And if you believe in this cause and you want the father's image on the diaper wrapper as well, please go to my petition on change.org, www.change.org/papa pampers too. Yeah, papas actually do pamper, so why not have them on the diaper wrapper? And there are a lot of papas that are actually supportive of the mothers that want to fulfill dreams, and we have one such example with us in the studio. We have Dr. Bani Yadav, and you know, she's always spoken about how supportive her family and her husband Bin has been through the journey. We're going to talk about her journey in detail, but just to formally introduce Dr. Bani Yadav, it is my pleasure and honor to share with the listeners today that we have the only woman in India who's won most of the major cross-country rally titles in the women's category held in India. She's the first woman to come an overall second in the IRC, which is Rally the North 2016. The first woman to receive the FMSCI Outstanding Woman in Motorsports Award for rallying for the year 2016. The first Indian woman to drive a Formula 4 car on the Yas Marina track in Abu Dhabi. She was awarded the Best Sportsperson Award for 2017 by Haryana State Government on the 69th Republic Day of India. Also awarded the Woman Achiever Award by CII. IWN. Well, there's a long list. I think we'll spend an hour just talking about her awards, so I'm going to stop there and formally welcome the guest in the studio. Dr. Bani Yadav, tell us more about your journey. I know it started when you were 13 and you said that I want to be a rally driver. Your father was a mechanical engineer and you also went to France to watch a Formula One race. And then you said, "Mujhe ye karna hai. This is what I want to do." And that's where it started, right? So tell us about your first exposure to driving at the age of 13. Where did it all start?
Thank you so much for having me here and talking about my journey. Yes, it's definitely beyond cliche. And what I would like to say here is that, yes, it was a childhood dream. At the age of 13, which I saw and I challenged my father that I want to be a rally racer because I grew up seeing him drive. He's a very good driver even now at the age of 80.
Wow. Okay.
And so for me, he was my icon that I need to drive as fast as he can and also beat him on it. So when we traveled and we got to see the Grand Prix at that time, that is what set me off. And it was like a dream which I wanted to fulfill for myself. But like all,
do you
parents,
actually like recall the experience you had at the Grand Prix? This 13-year-old Bani is sitting there. What was that experience like for you?
So let me tell you, for a 13-year-old to be witnessing the Grand Prix, it was all excitement. It was a totally outwardly experience, and I was like in awe of it. And all the drivers, I saw them, and it was like a big show for me. It was a big adrenaline rush for me. And it was something which I wanted to experience on my own. And I just had my mind glued to it. There was nothing more which I wanted to do at that particular time. That was the only thing which I wanted to do. And that's when I told my dad that I want to be a rally racer when we came back. And I told my dad, and he just laughed it off, saying, girls don't do it. And in India, there is nothing such as rally racing. And practically in India at that point of time, there was nothing as rally racing. It was more often in fancy stage. And very few elite people used to pursue it. So I think his mindset was that she'll get over it. It's just a 13-year-old girl. And she'll wear it off, and we don't have to bother about it. But that's where I was stuck, and it stayed with me throughout. And that challenge, which I told my dad that I want to be a rally racer and I want to be better than you, just stayed with me. And I think over the years, it just grew stronger and stronger. And here I am, racing, rallying away to glory.
And telling me your story. Well, that's quite a powerful story, you know, a 13-year-old standing at the Grand Prix saying, "Mujhe ek din wo karna hai aur main karungi."
Absolutely.
So with your father feeling that this is going to wear off, to you actually wearing the helmet at the age of 34, how did that happen? And from what I know is that you come from a very conservative, traditional, middle-class background. And you also had in-laws that were very conservative in their own space. In fact, there was also parda system up to a certain point. From the parda to the helmet, how did that happen?
Yes, I'm from a typically middle-class family, married into a very orthodox middle-class family. And as they say, when you get married, your dreams need to be closed and you stop living your dreams. But for this, I would just say a big thank you to my husband, because he was always standing strong next to me, saying that whatever you want to achieve in life, I will always be there to help you out. And I think without his support, I would never have been able to come to the tracks or even drive. He was the guiding light for me. He is even today the force behind me. And I would just simply say I owe it all to him. Yes, the journey has been very tough. Following a parda system, I still do follow when I go to my extended family who stay in the villages. And I do not let down my guards there, because you have to balance the traditional with the new generation and your thought processes. So I think I have managed to balance everything. And that's why I've been able to succeed in what I wanted to do. And now my extended family, my in-laws, they are all very happy and they all support me also in this. So I would say that's a major change of attitude, change of thinking, which has happened. And I would again say it's thanks to my husband for it.
So the fuel is the husband.
Absolutely.
Right. Right. So, you know, I just want to sort of understand, because there's just so much to explore here, right? So we're talking about a woman from an orthodox family who also at a certain age, and there is a stereotype even around age, right? There's so much of facade around you need to discover your passion and purpose and follow it when you're young. And at this powerful, you're very powerful to have picked this up at this age saying, I'm going to do it. So what was that moment where you said, ab nahin, ab mujhe ye karna hai. This is what I want to do. And what happened? What kind of stereotypes did you have to face?
So the biggest stereotype in my family where I'm married, is that women are supposed to be just homemakers. And since we follow the parda system, we are not supposed to go out. We're not supposed to speak to the male gentry. We are not supposed to go for any parties, marriages. We just, it's more of a demarcation that a male will do these things and a female will do these things.
So the roles are very, very clear.
Very well defined. So to break that, it was, I would definitely say, a long period of nearly 15 years, which took me to break that chain. And now, yes, the people have understood in the family that the women can be equal partners. Though I would not say the change is complete, but yes, the change is happening. Slowly it is happening. For me, the most defining moment was when my elder son, who was young, and I needed to do a job to make the ends meet. I needed to drop him at a creche. And the creche was far away, and my husband couldn't drop him there because he used to leave early. So the only option left was that I have a car with myself. And so it took a lot of coaxing for my husband to actually talk to his parents and say, please allow us to take a car, because that is the only way that she can work, and we can manage our son also. Finally, we got the approval, and the day I got the car, I would say that was the changing moment for me. I was behind.
It was like getting, it was getting your long lost lover back.
Absolutely. What better than that? And once I was behind the wheel, then there was no stopping me. And it just kept building up in me that now I have to get into the racing circuit soon. Yes, but my journey was a long wait of 30 years. I dreamt it at the age of 13. I got to get into racing at the age of 43. And now I'm 49. So I would just say I've not looked back once I got onto the racetracks. God has been kind, and I've been able to live my dreams.
So we've spoken a lot about the serotypes outside of the racetrack, right? And let's just talk a little bit about what's happening inside the racetrack. And when I mean inside, I'm really talking about inside of you. And also, you know, inside the racetrack, what are some of the stereotypes? So the cliche obviously is that women can't drive. Ab ye mujhe nahi pata ye kahan se aata hai, but this is a typical stereotype. And for a woman to actually be on a racetrack, what are some of the cliches there?
It is definitely a right thing which you were saying, that women can't drive. That's the stereotype which the Indian mindset is. And even on the racetracks, they believe the same. So
really?
The male
counterparts, even on a professional racetrack, that's what it's believed.
Absolutely. So the male counterparts do not give you weightage. They do not believe that you can be a good driver. They have a lot of ifs and buts in mind. And to accept you as a good driver, there's a lot of male ego hurting which happens. So they are not ready to accept that you can beat them on the tracks. And that in itself is a huge challenge, because they will talk about you, they will pass remarks, they will not help you, which ordinarily they would help any other male driver. So if you are stuck or if you want to find out something new or you want to just get some knowledge, there is nothing which is coming easy to you. You really have to find your way around. So it has taken me a lot of years to create my niche, and people have now accepted me. But still, I would say it is not full acceptance. I still have to fight on the tracks. And every time when I'm on the track, nothing else matters to me except that finish line. I just cut myself off from the people who are there around, my competitors, so that I can just concentrate, because that is the most important thing which I am there for. There are no friendships. There are no friends. And the only thing is your car and you and that finish line.
Beautiful, beautiful. So, you know, like I mentioned in my introduction, the racetrack does not identify the gender of the driver. Similarly, toys don't. And, you know, I kind of believe that this entire women can't drive and cars are for boys comes from childhood. every time there's a male child born, we're sort of looking at those kind of gifts. You walk into a toy shop in the boys section, you will see a whole lot of cars. And this has predominantly been the way we are conditioning kids, right? And also when you're driving, there's a sense of maybe an adrenaline rush. There's a sense of I'm into full action. And, you know, and that's the masculine energy. That's how we define masculine energy. And that's why probably there's just so much association there. But I just want to know the psyche of a woman driver. How, is that in any way different from a male driver? Do you have the same kind of sense of competition, adrenaline rush, the same energy driving you? Or is that different? What's the psyche of a male driver versus a female driver?
So what I would say is for a female driver, the pressure is 10 times more than what a male driver would have.
And why is that?
Simple reason, the statement which you just made, women can't drive. That is the mindset which most of the male drivers have. Mm. Or typically an Indian society has, that a female driver is no good. So for you to prove yourself on the tracks becomes 10 times more difficult than for a male driver. And if you make a mistake, you are pinpointed many folds more than what a male driver would.
Right.
You know,
right.
For a male driver, if he's made a mistake, they would just overlook and say, oh, he must have just missed it. But when you do it, they will come laugh at you and they will tell you 10 things which you might not have done at all as a fault that you have done it. Right. So for you to prove yourself on the track is definitely more difficult. Yes, but in terms of what I have running in my head, for me, it is that I need to complete that race. I need to do it well. I need to come onto the finish line as fast as possible. For me, podium is not what I'm looking at. I'm looking to complete that race as fast, give it my best shot. And yes, the sensitivity of the race or how charged I am is as equal to what a male driver would perceive.
But in a typical Indian context, and I'm really talking about balancing family life and motherhood and several roles that women play, right? For a man, it's really, okay, I get onto the race with my race suit, my helmet, and off I go, right? For a woman, before she actually packs her stuff even into the car to get to the racetrack, she has a race to finish at home.
Absolutely.
So how has that journey been for you, balancing lot. And you probably got into this career when your kids were maybe graduating, they were in their teens. How was that journey for you as a mother, balancing all of it?
Yes, it is definitely a bigger challenge for a woman, a mother, a daughter-in-law, a daughter. You are all packed into one and then you have your own dreams.
Yeah.
So to fulfill everybody's needs, it definitely is a big balancing game. Thankfully, my husband, my children have been very supportive. And they have learned to manage on their own also. Yes, I got into racing when my children were already in their teens. My younger one had already passed his 10th. So I would say I was a little more easier on my children in terms of not being around for them. My husband took care of a lot of responsibilities so that I could go and race. So the support system in terms of my family was there. And that made it much easier. And also, I must say that my corporate, where I work in my office, they've also been very supportive. They did give me time off and they were happy that I was doing something which was more individualistic and something which was out of the league. So that was
definitely... So you actually had a full-time job along with your racing passion?
Yes.
So you're like fighting. World. You're literally in so many races at the same time.
Correct. So balancing everything does become a little difficult and challenging. And I don't think it is so easy for a woman to come onto the tracks. You have to take care of a lot of things before you actually get to leave the home for a race.
Exactly.
And even while you are about to get into the tracks or on the race, there are 10 things which are running already on your mind. And you have to tackle all of them before you actually start that one race. So it is a multitasking, and I must also say that women are very good multitaskers. So that is also a strong point for the women, that they can do so many things together. And I think I've just been blessed that I have been able to manage. I have a great family who've been supportive. I've got a great company who've been very helpful. And they've taken care of giving me leaves, allowing me time off. And that's amazing.
Beautiful. So if there's support, there's a lot more that can happen. And I think these are the people I should actually interview, because these are the people that are breaking cliches and moving beyond cliches, especially your husband. We need more role models like that. Well, talking about, people that are breaking cliches and stereotypes, let's talk about the system. So when we look at the rally driving scenario, how has that changed for women? Is there more opportunity there? What's happening in the industry?
Yes. So earlier, there were just a handful of us who were there, the women. But now, yes, the Federation of Motorsports Clubs of India, that is the FMSCI, is definitely changing the scenario. They are promoting women drivers big time. And also, I must say that our sports minister, Mr. Kiran Rijiju, the Honorable Minister, has given a new life to motorsports by recognizing it in one of the mainstream sports, and also giving an opportunity to motorsports drivers to be able to apply for government jobs. So that's a big recognition for us. And it is also bringing the motorsports forward. That it can be a career option. Till now, it's not been a career option for any one of us. It has just been a hobby, a passion, which we've all been following. And that makes a huge change for it. And with the international FIA also promoting women in motorsports, I think the scenario will take a good turn and change for the better for the women. Earlier, they were just handful. Now, you can actually, you will have to sit and count. Yes, there would be now roughly about 100 women in motorsports in various formats. So that's a big development in the right way.
So, yeah, the journey has started, but we're yet to see Michael Schumacher in a woman, right? There's still a long journey ahead internationally for us. I also wanted to understand a little bit about the women in motorsports space, or rather the car rallying space. Are there a lot of women your age? Because I also wanted to sort of talk a little bit about how was it for you to wake up at 43 and say, I'm going to do this, and your journey. Did you have people your age, or was that difficult for you?
I would just say, I am racing with people who are practically half my age. Even the women who are there, some are young, who would be like from the age group of 18 to 25. There are a few who would be in the age bracket of 35 to 40. But I think I'm one of the oldest women in the rally circuit right now, racing circuit. And for me, it is also a big high, because when you are racing with people who are practically half your age, then it just goes to show that you still have so much left in you to prove to the world that age is just a number. And when you are beating them on the tracks, then it's a great feeling, because then you know that you are doing the right thing. And it's just that you entered the sports late. If I had entered the sport much earlier in my younger days, I'm sure I would have been able to do much more than what I have been able to do now. So time is not on my side. Age is not on my side. But that doesn't stop me.
But your spirit is.
The spirit is. And as long as my body is with me, in terms of all my reflexes and my eyesight, I think I'll keep racing.
So, I wish that you keep racing. We want to see you on the racetrack more and more and more. So
thank you so much.
You know, this has been such an inspirational conversation in so many ways. You know, we're talking about a woman that had a dream at the age of 13 and she decided, no matter what, I'm going to do this. And there is a fuel. I hope he was here, you know, to talk to us about how he's really moved beyond this whole cliche. Because one of the things, Dr. Bunny, is that we end up as women, we end up feeling very guilty at times for not being able to do a lot on the family side. And we feel that pressure. And if we have a companion who's able to support us through it, you know, the journey of the racetrack can be very beautiful. So you've actually told us that. Yeah. And you've also proven to us that, yes, women can drive for sure.
Definitely. And it is a proven fact. Statistically, women are better drivers. They are more careful drivers than mm-hmm. men. It's just mm-hmm. that we underestimate the women, that they are not mm-hmm. good drivers. And because the mindset has been that, mm-hmm. that we refuse to move out of that particular thought process. But mm-hmm. It's very heartening to see that we have a lot of women now on the roads who are driving mm-hmm. their cars, their scooties, their bikes. Mm-hmm. And I definitely see women getting more empowered by this.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I've been thinking of you know, starting a petition with one of the car companies, asking them, why don't we have women car ambassadors? You look at all the car brands, you'll usually have a male car ambassador. So I think True. That needs to change. The society needs to be more inclusive for women drivers, because like you said, statistically it is proven that women are better drivers. If we talk about multitasking, dude, driving a car is quite a multitasking job. You know?
Correct.
And that was my doorbell. So we're anyway ending this. So I'll just repeat that. So driving a car can be actually a multitasking job, right? So women are definitely better drivers, and you're proof that they are. Thank you so much for joining us in the studio, Dr. Bunny Yadav, and may you claim many more victories and smash many more stereotypes, move beyond cliche.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and I hope the listeners enjoy our conversation. And
I'm sure
I
they
see
will.
More women coming in onto the racing tracks and enjoying the races.
Yes, we will. Thank you so much. And for the listeners who've enjoyed this show, please come back next Thursday with another guest on Beyond Cliche. Till then, take care. Bye-bye. Ta-da.